So how your Romans test? Those who think it's easy, please raise your hand. Easy? Those who think it's difficult, raise your hand. Hopefully we can learn something from the book of Romans this time. Thank God, I keep hearing a very good question. So this section I want to start with a question of Judy. Judy, where's Judy? Judy here? Yes. Yeah. What was your question at the end of the Romans? Faith is what?
Our justification by faith is through the gospel. So Abraham's faith, justification by faith, is not really related to the faith, because Abraham believed that he was justified. So why does Paul make the mention?
Okay. I think a question was that why Paul even mentioned that Abraham was justified by faith, yeah? Paul wanted to tell the church in that generation can you answer his question? Can you answer a question? Anybody like to answer a question? Okay, Michael, you're laughing, you know the answer. David, how many David? David from Chicago.
I didn't understand the question.
The question is that why did Paul need to mention about Abraham was just for Professor Adrian?
He was explaining that Abraham was justified before circumcision.
Abraham was justified before circumcision. Because Jewish Christian want Gentile Christian to receive circumcised. Right? So Abraham was saying that actually before they were circumcised, God justified them already. Now, there's another question asked by counselors. Where's the counselor? Sam, can you talk? What was your question? Do you remember? Okay, now I think I remember it right, huh? I think your question is that Abraham was justified before circumcision or after circumcision? Before. And somebody says that if water baptism is fulfilled circumcision, therefore we are justified before water baptism? Yes or no? When you believe, you are justified. You don't need to take water baptism, because Abraham got justified when he believed. Not at the circumcision time. So we are justified when we just believe, not at baptismal time. Alex, why it is wrong?
I think it's a rhetorical question, because if Abraham did not perform circumcision, then God would still count him as a believer.
If God did not... Okay, that's a good answer. Any other answers? Because we don't, if we fall into the trap, right, saying that then all we need to do, because Abraham was justified before circumcision, right? So, water baptism fulfills circumcision. Therefore, we are justified even before we receive water baptism. Is it right? If this is right, then water baptism become not important anymore, right? Now you got to understand that water baptism does not only fulfill circumcision. Water baptism fulfill all the law. Okay, so it's not one-on-one relationship. Understand what I'm saying? Hello? It's not one-on-one relationship, yeah? So water baptism and Holy Spirit fulfill all the law. So it's only circumcision is only part of it. You want to compare this to so say, oh, if you replace simply replace water baptism with circumcision, then there are a lot of problems you can explain. For example, in Book of Galatians, how many sons does Abraham have? How many? Eight, yeah, but in Book of Galatians, I say only two, yeah? Only two, yeah? One is what? Promised son. One is from flesh. Who is promised? Who is from flesh? Ishmael. Isaac is from promise, yeah? Then you were saying that God chose Isaac, yeah? Isaac is the promised one. Isaac is the son. Now, you cannot replace the circumcision with water baptism in this case, or neither, right? Because if you say it this way, Ishmael also received what?
Circumcision.
Right? So when you compare stuff, you got to be very careful. Huh? You got to be very careful. The logic you use. Because the logic you use, if you go against with the axiom, A-X-I-O-M, yeah? That will be very dangerous. You'll fall into it. You'll be just like other people. Then, no, all I need to believe, then I am justified. Oh. No. Water baptism fulfill all the law, not only circumcision. Yeah? So it's not one-on-one relationship. And understand, this is very important. I've been using many hours to talk about those points, yeah? Why we are different, why water baptism is so important, yeah? Any other questions? If you have questions and can understand, please let me know so we can discuss privately. Hopefully you got an idea. So in New Testament time, the contact point for you to receive salvation is at the baptism time. The contact point is baptism time. So baptism is and Holy Spirit fulfill all the law, including circumcision. If you have a question now, come to me. Don't understand, come to me. And we can continue to discuss. We shall continue our the application of justified by faith. Application of justified by faith. Huh? Please turn to Romans chapter 12. We will talk about. By faith, we need to live a love of life. We shall love our friends, the love of enemies. Yeah? How do we love our friends? Bible mission, chapter 12, verse 9. Travis. Romans 12, 9.
Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good.
Let love do not be conceived. Yeah? Love cannot be pretended in love. Nowadays, people may love you, but they might from courtesy. The love could be only with lips. The worst part is that people may say, I love you with their lips. But in their heart, they truly try to hurt you. Anybody like that in the Bible? Huh? Jude. Pharisees. Who else? You remember there was a general in the Old Testament called Joab? What did he do to Amasa? Or to Abner? To these two generals? Yeah. It was one of them, right? He kissed his peers, right? Say, oh, how are you? You are my good friends, yeah? Long time no see, something like that, right? And he's very, very good, huh? Grab his beers, yeah? And kiss him, yeah? Kiss him. When people grab your beers and kiss you, can you see clearly? So close, yeah? What can you see? His eyes only, yeah? He's very smart, huh? And that time, before he grabbed his beers and kiss him, he already pretended his what? His soul was, what, falling in the ground, right? So when he was kissing him, doing like this, right? It's like Joab's story. Very interesting. You read Book of Samuel. Very interesting story. So love should be without conceit. If you love, kiss to betray, love to kill, this is very awful. This is very bad. But most of brothers and sisters, we should never do this to other people. But you should be aware that Gentile people may do this to you. The society is very, very wicked, so you have to be careful about those wicked person. All of them, even we greet our brothers and sisters, we should be, our love should be sincere too. Should not pretending, yeah? Nowadays, people like them, it's very polite. They will tell you something you like to hear, but in their heart, they will not to try to correct your mistakes. Do you have any friends that truly can correct your mistakes? Even though you hate him, but you truly love him actually. This guy is always too honest, yeah? This guy is always picking on me. But what he says is really true. Do you like this kind of friends? Huh? He's too what? Too frank. He always like, criticize. But you know what? The Bible said, the wound from a 朋友家的伤痕是出于忠诚啊, how do you interpret? 仇敌连连亲嘴也是多余的, the enemy keep kissing you is, you know that they are sincere, but 朋友家的伤痕是出于忠诚, the wound from friends actually is from his sincerity and loyalty. So if you have friends who really sometimes give you a hard time and try to correct you with his heart, maybe you should be appreciated. If you have no friends that if you have no friends that really give you, share your mistakes, I think you cannot make too much progress. What kind of friends do you prefer? I mean, friends that criticize, share your mistakes, or friends always, you know, talk about, hey, give you flattering, or always talk about good things about you. Which one you like more? Which one you prefer to have? But not sincere, yeah? The flattering could not be sincere. What kind of friends you like to have? In between. You are lucky you have one who can really quit. Say that, you know, sometimes have the guts to mention your mistakes. Do you hear a term that the tears of crocodile, the lagrima de cocodrilo. Did I pronounce it right? The lagrima de cocodrilo. This is only Spanish that I learned. The tears of crocodile. I learned Spanish for 2 years and forget about everything. Indeed, does crocodile has tears? The tears of crocodile means that it's not really sincere love. It's impossible, it's pretending, it's fake. So love should not be deceived. Now it's very, very fundamental part. Every Christian should have this one. But the Bible continues saying in verse 10. Amy, verse 10. Chapter 2, verse 10. You what? I'm sorry. You what? I'm sorry. Indifferent? Huh? Devoted. My version of. Be showing affectionate. 爱弟兄彼此亲热. Well, you see your friends, what did you do? If you like shake hand or hug, which one is more affectionate? Of course, I prefer when you were at this age, but only hug the same sex, yeah? I'm Chinese, that's why. You're American, so sometimes you feel differently. But for me, like go to Hawaii, sister hug me, I get used to it already. In the very beginning, right? I feel so. But now I get used to it. I know that they it's holding up, no problem. But in the age, I prefer you hug the same sex. Like fishermen, love, you need to be really show your affectionate. It's different. I share with father and sister when my kids go to Hawaii, right? My kids told me that, but father, the auntie and uncle over here, they are really different. Like a lot of people go to Hawaii, they really enjoy the love over there. They are very sincere. They have they big hearts. They have big aloha. They simply get somebody, you know, their size is also very big. When they hug me, I assume like I was like what? Like a big bear hug me, really, sometimes. and you feel so warm, you know, like a chicken and a big bear, you know. The feeling of it was wonderful. In the Bible, you see a lot of affectionate love also. Like when Abraham received three friends, how did he receive three friends? Huh? He would say, oh man, he comes again. You know, come to my tent again. I think only 2 days ago, I just received three friends, right? I'll come today, another three friends come to my tent. Okay, because I can't abide the law, right? And friends, where are you from? You know, you're pretending, right? You like say it because you can't say it, yeah? Did Abraham do that? What did Abraham do when he first saw the first three friends? Anybody remember? Huh? That's really hard. Like Genesis. Affectionate love is very important. Which chapter? 18. Genesis 18. Chapter 18 verse 2. Yeah. Yes. True. Yeah. Zhen. Chapter 18 verse 2. So really, you see him from far away, oh, he's these three friends, and he did not work, oh, what did he do? He grew up. He followed them, and what did he do? My masters, huh? This is really a very, very, but surely so affectionate. And not only that, he tried to entertain the guests, right? What kind of cow he killed? Huh? Verse 7. Verse 7, 18 verse 7. And what kind of cow? Alex, please read.
And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender and good cow, gave it to a young man.
Tender and good cow, the best cow, maybe the young cow. Huh? See, in the very, very early days when our worker go to Africa, the brother and sister over there were in the tent of get the ministers too. But when the minister, they sort of offer chicken, yeah? But when the minister eat the chicken, when they chew it, wah, like rubber, right? Keep chewing it. Okay. Then I noticed that, oh, this is an old hen, yeah? Laying too many eggs, yeah? Do you know old hen? After laying many eggs, his meat is like rubber. I'm serious, you know? And then he would describe it, you know, yeah, they would say, oh, okay, like you are a worker, what can I do, right? I can't even tell you, right? At the very beginning, we didn't have to pay money, yeah? Pay money for chicken. Then after you got chicken, oh, I cannot chew at all. It's so difficult. Affectionate love, huh? We show. 爱弟兄彼此亲热, you really show your sincerity. You really show your love, huh? To other people. Killing the best, huh? Offer the best to other people. Of course, I think heart is most important, huh? When you talk about affectionate. Yesterday, when we have a counselor's meeting, and you know, sometimes I was very touched. A lot of tears over there when we share. I can hear some of the counselors really show their love toward those brothers and sisters. Like they share when they pray for brothers and sisters, pray for the Holy Spirit, pray for that they can receive Holy Spirit. That kind of feeling, huh? And you feel like really they put their hearts into their hearts. It's very touching. I know it's very difficult for you to fast and pray, but I still remember like 19, when I first became TDP, I don't remember what the year, it was in Basilica. People even will fast 3 days and three nights to pray for their friends to receive Holy Spirit. Really, it's really touching, yeah? Usually, why do you fast? You fast for yourself, you want to be a good worker, you want to have power, yeah? But the brother and sister will fast 3 days and three nights for his group members. I said, wow, that's no wonder at that time most of the those who don't have Holy Spirit receive Holy Spirit. Many touching stories from your alumni. So Love your brothers with affectionate, sincere, truly from your heart. Very important. No? How about love? Another one. Let's read chapter 12, verse 10. The second one is what did he say? Romans 10, 12. Go back again. This is respect for love. Yeah? 恭敬人彼此对让. How do you say it in English? Now the second sentence. Trump. Second sentence. Chapter 12, verse 10. Second sentence. Honoring in preferring one another, huh? This is honoring, love with honoring. This is respect for love. When you want to give your friends, you want to tell, hey, my brother, you what you do is not right. You got to say it with respectful attitude, not despise attitude, huh? It's very important. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, please read. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians 2:3. Lord, yeah, would you please read? You know, I don't have any tests anymore. If I do have tests, I really like you to memorize this verse because it's so important. Everybody has to treat others better than you, yeah? 看别人比自己强. Others is always better. I think you are going to memorize this verse. This is very helpful. If you always despise other people, don't think that others are better. You cannot respect other people. Deep down in your heart, apparently you say some good words, but eventually people will tell, this guy despised me. This guy think I am nobody. No? Then this is not true love. You got to truly think other people. They always have their one good points that deserve your respect. No? And this is something that we should think of. And then you can yield to him. Yield to him. When Abraham and Lot was they are probably too much. Their sheep cannot stay at the same pasture already. What happened to Abraham? What did Abraham say to Lot? Anybody remember? Abraham, Lot, you are my what, nephew? Right? You're my nephew, right? I'm your uncle, yeah? Now our sheep have too much, yeah? You can remember I bring you out. Now since land is limited, why don't you find your way? Huh? You know, I bring you out, so this place belongs to me. You go out and find your young, yeah? You have a bright future, you have a good career. Why don't you go and look for another green pasture and don't to compete with me? Did Abraham say that? Huh? What did Abraham say? Nathaniel?
There's two sides, like one desert, one better pasture, and one that
Lot chooses. So Abraham said, if you go to east, I will go to west. If you choose this side, I will choose the other side. Yeah? You know what, brothers and sisters, when you grow up, you'll notice that this is not very easy. How many stories you heard that brother and sister are fighting for properties? Huh? How many stories? Like that your father had one land, yeah? Two brothers just for these properties, they will like go to court to solve the issue. Yeah? So typical, especially when you have your own family. Now, you don't have wife, you don't have children. A lot of them, it's easy for you to think that, oh, no problem, you know, my brother wants to eat a bigger cake, no problem, I can give my brother a bigger cake, right? Because, you know, he's my brother, no problem, right? But then you have your own wife, your own children, right? You start to think about, you are not only responsible for yourself, you're responsible for your wife, you're responsible for your children, right? And then your wife will say, you know, you got to compete, you got to grab more, because it's so important, it's for our future, yeah? So later on, everybody do not want to yield anymore. And create a lot of conflict because of that. A lot of family tragedy. Tragedy from this, yeah? But you think about Abraham himself. Abraham had even more greater responsibility than any other people. He had so many servants he got to feed, yeah? At least 318, yeah? 318. And that time maybe a little, maybe, I don't know how many, yeah? He has so great responsibility to feed, but still he says that you let you choose. You go to east, I will go to west. When you got married, you will notice that this is not easy. But when you after you got married, even though you have own responsibility, you still feel like, you know, property is not your whole life. God is your whole life. Even though others might take advantage of you, you'll say, okay, no problem. No problem. I am willing to sacrifice a little bit, huh? A little bit, to yield in, a little bit, then that really shows love. You know what? 10 years later, 20 years later, you will see that your love to me now will be rewarded just like Abraham was rewarded by God. Loved as he became a lot of stuff. But actually, later on, the whole city got destroyed. The first time, all his property was captured. Even his life and his family was captured. Even though it seems that he had a lot, yeah? But in the war, he lost everything. The second time, he still go back to the same city. The second time, when the fire comes down, everything got consumed. So yes, you might fight for something. You might fight for Mercedes-Benz. You might fight for a big mansion. But you know what? Let's say you have bigger property and bigger situation, right? But let's say if your children, bad kids, yeah? Happen that God do not bless your family. Your family have bad kids. I'm telling you, when you are old, if you get one bad kid, even though you have a lot of stuff, you'll feel very sorrow. But even the blessing of God, you determined to abide the law of God, and the law start to bless your kids, everything will be different. I need to share it with this you because this is a personal story. And it's not my story, but it's my family's story. And I really give thanks to God because when I hear the story, I'm really very grateful. My mom told me a story concerning my grandmother has seven sons and three daughters, yeah? And, you know, my grandfather, he was a servant to some masters. But when the country tried to divide, to have a policy, my grandfather was able to obtain some very small lands, yeah? And, of course, in the ancient times, they all worked together as a family, like 12 people, yeah? They worked together. Now, but when the children grow up, they get married, some of them will fengjia, you know? Divide the property and left, yeah? But at that time, one thing my mom told me that she don't like it at that time. My father said, he has three, four unmarried brothers. My father insists that those unmarried brothers should, even though the land is equally divided, yeah? But some land is in a better position. Some land is in the corner. No economic value at that time. And at that time, he proposed that those who are still young, they don't get married yet, they need to have better land because, so people want to marry them, yeah? If you do not have good land, maybe people will not like marrying them, yeah? So he had that kind of proposal. Indeed, that the married brother and sister get the best land, even though he also get his portion now. Huh? But really, thank God, now, they do that before like when I was very little, yeah? Now I'm 40-something, so 30 years passed, 40 years passed. Everything changed, yeah? Everything changed. Now, even in that land, the government like re-chonghua, the land has been reorganized. Maybe some road was opened by other places, yeah? Work was opened. Some road was cut, was paved. And even that, we have the best land later on. So you know what? The Lord really, that Abraham received not as less. Not only that, I think, really thank God, my parents was able to raise up in the church. That is something I really appreciate because his righteous heart, huh? Because he wanted his son to grow up in the church, I think allowed the Lord bless his family. Huh? So you don't need to fight too much for your own position, huh? For your own gaining. Be only to your brother and sister. Respect them and be only to them. Now we say that you should yield to them, right? Does it mean that, you know, later on if people invite you to interpret or lead a hymn, you say, okay, because I respect you, so hey, why don't you do it at sacred time? Hey, Travis, you do it. I don't need to do it. Is it the right attitude? Say, hey, this is holy work, right? I respect you, I should yield it to you, so why don't you do it for me? Is it right attitude? This is not right either. When it comes to respect people, when it comes to holy work, people give it to you, you accept it. Huh? You pray. If people did not give it to you, you don't fight for it. Right? You can remind other people your wishes to do something, but you don't fight for what you want to do. Yesterday, a counselor also shared her personal personal feeling, because she said that in SSC, right, she wanted to be a counselor. I think she shared this with the group member too. No, not she wanted to be a counselor. The church wanted her to be a counselor, but she said no. Yeah? And then the church wanted her to be a counselor in SSC, she said no. And then the church, different group of people, asked her to be a counselor in NYTS. At the very beginning, she wanted to say no too, because she felt like, you know, you respect people, yeah, it's your ego, yeah. But later on, she figured out, thank God she take it, no? She take it. And then when she grade, grade your paper, yeah, she said that the question that she grade was, what, the excuses of Moses? You have a problem, excuses of Moses? You have to ask, you have to find all the excuses of Moses and not ask if it was a lesson from God to teach you that, you know, in the future, if people give you, ask you to work for the Lord, you should not have excuse anymore. No? Love. Let's turn to now. Love should be generous. Chapter 12, verse 13. Romans chapter 12, verse 13. 12, 13. Roger Wong. Distribute to the needs of the saints, giving with hospitality. Brother and sister, later on, if God bless you, you have food to eat, you have clothes to wear, you have house to live, you have many things, right? But you notice that someone is really in need, please do help other people. This is a very important concept. Huh? The Bible says that God allowed poor and rich to live together, so the rich has a chance to show their love to God. And the Bible says that the poor will never disappear on earth. 永远是有穷人的啦. You're always a poor with you. So you got to remember that one day if God bless you materially, you got to help, you got to give arm to other people. For example, let me just give an example. If your local, if you notice NYPS help you very much, yeah? If your local church is member, like you know that someone like to come, it happens that you have more, but those people like to come, but they cannot come. You should give alms. This is a concept, yeah? And when you give alms, another concept is that you don't need to give to that person directly. What did you do? Usually, every church right now has a funding. We call it what? Charity fund, yeah? That the church help the people that is needed. And you just give the money to the church. You need to the church. We should show hospitality to brothers and sisters. Be very generous to help each other. Now, sometimes I figure American people, they are very generous. We live in the United States, we should learn from their speciality. I read a story, I think it was my note too. I read a story about John Rockefeller. Do you read the story that I read? John Rockefeller, he was rich from his oil business, yeah? But later on, he really gave a lot of alms to the people. He like, University of Chicago was founded, is it? I read. Was founded by John Rockefeller. And the arts museum, art museum in New York City was founded by Rockefeller. Not only he has money to support the country, they have a concept, yeah? If you earn a lot from the society, you should pay back to the society. That's their concept. That's why he can only have money. He would allow his son later on to serve, to what? To try to serve the people. Three of his sons become mayor or governors. In the States, yeah? So we should have that kind of concept. Even in our church, we notice that this kind of person exists in our church too. I want to share this with you, but please don't ask me who do this job. I just want to have you give you an impression that, you know, indeed one day, if the Lord give you gift to make money, some people is different, yeah? The Lord wants some of you to dedicate, become a full-time minister. Some of you, the Lord wants you to take care of the local churches, yeah? And some of you, God give you gifts. So, you know, bless you with fortune so you can help the churches. Like years ago, like GA was not very rich, USDA was not very rich, right? We tried to rent GA offices because Garden Grove is expanding. But GA always used to be with Garden Grove Church. and we got to move out from Garden Grove Church. Yeah? A brother said, no problem. You can use my office. That time is a very, very huge occasion. He offered his offices for GA to use for several years. No, his business need to be have some problem with his, I think, I don't know why, but with his business. Later, he need to use that building for his own business, yeah? Now, GA got to go out to rent an office in Anaheim. But his brother said, no problem. Even though I am not doing too good, yeah, I can still help the rent in Anaheim. So you see, I still see a lot of brothers and sisters. They know the needs, they try to observe the needs of the church, and they give generously according to what they have. I really thank God for that in our church. You see that we only have 2,000 members, yeah? About 2,000 members in USA. But look at all the churches. The land is getting bigger and bigger. Hillsboro, about 12 acres, right? Now, Houston, trying to talk about 2-3 acres land. Now, we have a lot of churches, and they're just getting bigger and bigger. But think about, we only have 2,000 people. Where does the money come from? Indeed, in our church, there are some certain people, they are blessed by God. God just give them more than other brothers and sisters. And they are not very stingy. They know that if there's a need from church, they know that their properties are churches. Their life are churches. They have, all they have are churches. So they are willingly to give alms to God if there's a need. Huh? And this is their love. You know what? And this kind of brother and sister, I can see that the Lord, if you are a faithful servant knowing how to manage the money of God, even though temporarily you might be in difficulties, but no wrong. Since you're a good manager, money is something to manage, yeah? You're a good manager because you know how to give it to God. God will give you more to manage. That is my observation. The very first story I hear about, because now I'm a pastor, like when I was a believer, I only hear story, yeah? But now I see with my own eyes, yeah? Now, the very first story I hear is Elder Kuo. He passed away already, so I can mention his name. Elder Kuo. At the very beginning, he ran a business. He ran a business of called Kartami. Called Kartami. Just 编那个木桶的啦, making a simple business. Making the wooden basket, yeah? Those kind of business. But the father know that if there's a need from the church, yeah, the father sometimes will even loan to offer to the church. His father, holding to his father. That's how they did it in the past time. But later on, God bless Elder Gordon. So if you know his family, if you haven't from Taiwan, you notice that the family is doing quite well later on. But you got to remember his father's heart. Of course, I think the most important is that what? They put treasure in heaven kingdom. That is nothing you can create from. So that's them from not only a lot of good person in the USA, but also our early workers. Huh? That's really another one. What is love? Love is sympathy. Huh? It's with sympathy. Romans chapter 12, verse 15. 12, 15. Stand. Like everybody, please read. Stand. We should have sympathy heart when we deal with our brothers and sisters. You know, our God is a very sympathy God. No? Sympathy God. Let's turn to Psalm 35, 27. Psalm 35:27. This is the heart of God, the very last sentence, yeah? It's the heart of God. Joe, would you please read?
Let them shout for joy and be glad, forgiving my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
最后一句话再念一次好不好? The last sentence again.
Let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
The Lord is pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Yeah? The Lord is very happy that if you have peace, that is the Lord's heart. The Lord is very simple. Even peace, the Lord is very joyful. Huh? Let's take another verse. Yeah? Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. You know, even so, if you have peaceful life, our Lord is the first one that is very happy for you. And how about when we are in difficulty time? Isaiah 63, verse 9. I'm coming.
In all their affliction, he was afflicted, but the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bore them and carried them all the days of old.
This is the heart of God. If you are afflicted, he is with you. He is afflicted with you. Yeah. He always asks, he always embrace you into the bosom. This is the heart of God. How about the heart of Jesus? Jesus is also very simple, a lot of sympathy. Yeah. What happened when Jesus ran into a leprosy people? With a person with leprosy, what did he do? He healed him. How did he heal him? The Bible said, Jesus touched the leprosy. Jennifer, we have chicken pox, yeah? Chicken pox. Of course, you don't want people to see you, yeah? But if you happen to be a Jennifer's side, you have chicken pox, dare you to touch your hand on Jennifer's hand. How many of you think you can do that? Raise your hand. Chicken pox. Huh? But I'm saying that if a person has that kind of disease, yeah, dare you to touch him.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about only many times. I'm saying that, let me give an example. I really feel, this is a true example. I went to Africa. I don't know if I share this with you. I ran into a person, yeah, smelled so bad. It's indeed, it was like choke from top to feet. Souls all over. You go to his room, you want to speak, you suffer on the ground because the smell, and you feel like the smell was in your nose, in your mouth, yeah? You want to... The smell was so bad, yeah? And we had prayed for him, yeah? Because he was sick. People want us to pray for him. And I was thinking, yeah? When we lay hands, we always put on people's hands, yeah? Now, how do we lay hands right now? Do I lay my hand on it? Or do I use keep a distance, yeah? It's also lay hand, yeah? How do you do it? At that time, it feels, really, at that time, you feel like Jesus is unbelievable. He was able to touch that kind of person and heal, yeah? This is Jesus' heart, I mean, this is a very high standard, but we're gonna know Jesus is so perfect. For us, a lot of times, we simply cannot ask perfect. But this is sympathy. If you are a person always sick, like you are a teacher, or you are a worker in the church, you always stand on a podium, or you always speak from a distance, I don't think people can feel your love. Like when you talk to your kids, you need to not scoot down, you know, and talk to him. How do you feel? It will be very different. You squash yourself down to talk to your kids and talk to him like this. It's really very different. Even though you might encourage him the same thing, the feeling is so different. So yes, indeed, I keep telling our counselors and myself and our co-workers, even though you need to abide rules and regulations, but for us, we are here to serve you. Even though we might tell you that something you should do, but we are here to serve. This is something everybody got to learn. Love got to have sympathy. With sympathy, I speak very slow so you can get a better idea, but I think the note is very, it's in detail, so please read the notes. I have only 1 minute. Let me talk about peaceful love. Last point. Love should be peaceful. When Jesus comes to this world, you got to remember that. No? Jesus is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But what did he write? No, not not a king in history, to my understanding, huh? Before the car was invented, right? You won't find any king in history who not ride a horse into his own city. Impossible. Impossible, yeah? Horse is the most what, magnificent. When you ride on it, you feel like, oh, this is wonderful, yeah? Looks very good, looks very powerful, yeah? No king will not ride a horse to his own city in the past. But Jesus was the king of kings. He ride donkey. Not only donkey, but the Bible said what? Colt. Li Jizi. What is the difference between colt and donkey? Huh? What is the difference between colt and donkey? Li Jizi, the smaller donkey, 没有人骑过的, the smaller one, yeah? Not the old one, it's smaller one, smaller one, yeah? That's how Jesus showed that he was a peaceful king. Remember, when Jesus went to Jerusalem at that time, people hear him. People know that he entered into as the king, yeah? That's how peaceful he was. Huh? So today, for us to live in the world, even though you have power, when it comes to love, we should know that the love is, our Lord is a love in peace, huh? It's a peaceful love. Huh? 到几点结束? So our time is up, yeah? Okay, so I have one more section tomorrow. I just talked about love your friends. Please read the notes, the rest of it, and tomorrow I will share another topic. Huh? So may the Lord help us with faith. Even though we have enemy and we have friends, right? We shall share our love toward our friends. Today we only talk about friends, yeah? Actually, enemy also. Huh? That's what it says.